Alabama upset. Democrat wins Senate battle.
The people of Alabama have spoken.
Presidential critics turn up the heat.
Investigation of sexual misconduct by Donald J. Trump.
U.S. offer to North Korea.
We'll show up when you tell us you're ready to talk.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Excitement and a fair bit of disbelief at a rally last night for the newly elected U.S. Senator from Alabama as voters chose the man who ran against a Republican who's accused of sexual abuse and was backed by President Trump. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It was a scene that hadn't been seen in a quarter of a century.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you took the right road.
A Democrat in Alabama victorious in a U.S. Senate race. But last night, Democrat Doug Jones accepted the cheers of his supporters, perhaps a bit stunned himself.
I think that I have been waiting all my life, and now I just don't know what the hell to say.
Jones beat Republican Roy Moore by around 21,000 votes. The difference in the race, Democrats showed up in large numbers, while lots of Republicans took a pass. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Wasn't it Republicans crossed over and voted for a Democrat? It was that they stayed home.
Just 6 weeks ago, Roy Moore seemed almost certain of victory. Then on November 9th, allegations were published accusing Moore of sexual misconduct. Moore repeatedly claimed the accusations were false, but he never recovered. Last night, he refused to concede.
Thank you for coming tonight. It's not over, and it's going to take some time. Thank you.
But even Republican officials here in Alabama say this race is over. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Montgomery.
Well, President Trump tweeted congratulations to Jones and said he had it right when he backed Moore's primary opponent. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us the result in Alabama narrows the gap in the U.S. Senate.
Losing that seat is going to put more pressure on Republicans to pass their tax cut plan in the next couple of weeks before their majority shrinks. Senate Republicans are now going to have an even tougher time passing GOP priorities like cutting entitlements or building a border wall because they'll now only be able to afford one GOP defection on many votes. And that means that moderate Republicans like Bob Corker and John McCain and Susan Collins are waking up this morning with even more clout.
Well, CBS's Bill Rakoff has the latest on the calls from some Democrats in Congress to investigate sexual misconduct allegations against President Trump.
The House Democratic Women's Working Group, chaired by Representative Lois Frankel of Florida, had sent a letter to Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy
calling for a congressional investigation into the allegations of sexual misconduct by Donald J. Trump.
But Gowdy wrote the group back saying the proper place to investigate the allegations of 17 women would be in the criminal justice system. Gowdy says on the Hill, the Judiciary Committee would have jurisdiction over those allegations related to fitness for office matters.
Well, USA Today's editorial board says President Trump has shown he is not fit for office after his tweet about New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. He suggested she'd do anything for campaign cash. Critics said it implied sexual favors. The paper says Mr. Trump's sickening behavior is corrosive. What two FBI people said about Donald Trump during the campaign has surfaced. Later, they were assigned to, then left the special counsel investigation. CBS's Paula Reed.
This is a pretty consistent theme. It appears that they watch debates, they watch various campaign events, and they text back and forth this kind of language about then-candidate Trump and clearly supporting Secretary Clinton. They even had some negative words for Bernie Sanders and his supporters.
The White House says President Trump's views on North Korea have not changed, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson seemed to extend a very big olive branch.
We're ready to talk anytime North Korea would like to talk. And we're ready to have the first meeting without precondition. We can talk about the weather if you want. We can talk about whether it's going to be a square table or a round table if that's what you're excited about. But can we at least sit down and see each other face to face?
Trump moves in the Middle East have drawn new condemnation from the Palestinians. CBS's Robert Berger.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the U.S. can no longer play a role in the peace process because of its change in policy on Jerusalem. At a summit of Muslim leaders, Abbas called on the world to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine.
From Afghanistan, CBS's Cammie McCormick reports on the U.S. military's high-tech approach to outwit the Taliban.
7 months ago, these Afghans had only an old paper map to track their security force movements. They made phone calls as well.
What we've been able to do is actually modernize their platform by bringing up computer assets.
And they're now able to see civilian infrastructure before a strike is called in. Major Paul Rivera.
Here's all the hospitals, government buildings, mosques. Everything's been pre-mapped out.
And as the effort continues to turn back Taliban gains.
This is basically the heartbeat of Helmand right now. These guys are able to battle track everything within the province and also to assist in coalition strikes and basically putting the fight to the enemy.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Helmand Province.
Well, back here at home, some great movies are getting a place in American history.
It was big.
I'm the king of the world!
Made billions.
My heart will go on.
Titanic, now added to the National Film Registry. So guess who's coming to dinner?
You say you don't want to tell me how to live my life.
And Four Little Girls, about an Alabama Baptist church bombing.
If God could keep me through this, that the war is on, the battle has just begun.
There's the edginess of Die Hard.
The following people are to be released from their captors.
And the ancient epic.
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
In animation.
Dumbo!
Made it.
The world's only flying elephant!
Celebrates 50s rocker.
Richie Valens!
Celebrating baseball's Field of Dreams.
If you build it, he will come.
Superman came just in time.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
These movies, part of the 700-plus that are American film history. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
New inductees just announced for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's my life.
They include Bon Jovi, The Cars, The Moody Blues, Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Dire Straits.
With the Sultans of Swing.
Imagine penguins the size of people. Go back tens of millions of years, and new research says that was true.
Little Mumble the Penguin chased by a big leopard seal in the film Happy Feet. 60 million years ago, though, it was a different story. The fossilized remains of a penguin nearly 6 feet tall have been found in New Zealand. It seems penguins took off in size after the mass extinction of the dinosaurs robbed them of their natural predators until the next set of predators evolved and they downsized to the penguin breeds we know today. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, Google says it's top searches of 2017 include monkey selfies, Matt Lauer, questions about Bitcoin, DACA, fidget spinner, and Tom Petty. But Hurricane Irma was the top search overall. Hurricane Harvey and the solar eclipse also made the top 10. The top how-to search of the year, how to make slime. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.